escape envy. Dreams that belong to each of us. Unbroken spirit versus unbreakable walls. I remember mine as vividly as leg irons. Sniffing pollen from flowers at a highway's edge. Hiding from marshals under a mound of brittle leaves in the garden. Eating burgers in a dead cafe. So, when I heard those two guys made it out from Clinton Correctional in New York, through a hole in the wall, along pipes and hidden passageways, out a manhole into the movie-like rain, part of me rejoiced. Not the part that knows human decency, not the part that wants to be safe in its discreet new life, no. That other part that wishes itself bravado, the visionary weighted down from years of longing. How it must feel for them to anticipate a soft mattress, softer arms embracing, first sniff that sizzle scents of steak. And how confusing to learn the world has changed without them, whatever world they dreamt of escaping to. It's there I leave them, as though putting down a paperback thriller, not wanting to read what happens next, when truth does violence to their fantasies, as it will, and the gray fermented fruits of what was believed to be freedom squeeze sad wine into a glass from which these men already drank before.